Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Discussion. I be on it all night, man. I be on it
all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning, welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Good morning to everybody. How are you, Randy?
Good morning, man. I am doing excellent, Andy Bunker. After all that rain that came through last night, it didn't put me in a sour mood. I woke up this morning in a good mood because it is a special day. We also want to thank everybody for listening also on the radio.com app. But, Andy, it's a special day.
It is
a huge special day on the Midday Show because it is the one and only Miss Wendy Adams. It is her birthday.
It is.
And so y'all make sure y'all reach out everywhere at Wendy Radio, Instagram, her Twitter, everything. And make sure y'all wish our girl, our little sister, Wendy Adams, a happy birthday. Wendy, you know how much we love you.
Yes. The glue that holds the show together. The straw that stirs the drink. Wendy Adams. Happy birthday to Wendy. And as always, folks, when wishing Wendy a happy birthday, keeping in mind,
be respectful,
she's a lady. So don't be creepy. It's as simple as that. I mean, if you're not going to be creepy the other 364 days out of the year, don't be sliding in the DMs like a weirdo on her birthday. That's not a good birthday present. Nobody wants to wake up to that on their birthday. I'm like, oh, great, cool. Thanks for being a creep. No, don't do that. But any other respectful birthday wishes for Wendy, of course, at Wendy Radio. Obviously, Wendy will be with us a ton today as Brian's on vacation and Ken Roundtree is filling in for him back at the Kia Studios. So Wendy will be with us at 10:40, 11:40, 12:40, and for the AMA. Man, Randy, there's a lot to get to today. There is no shortage of topics to dive into. And, I mean, I think the most relevant thing to start with is the fact that we've got sports back. I mean, there were games being played, or there was a game played last night to start the MLS's back tournament. There's a game that's being played right now. It's about to be halftime between NYC and Philadelphia in the MLS's back tournament. The Braves had their inter-squad scrimmage yesterday, which Brian Snitker said felt more like a game and was treated more like a game by some of these guys. And understandably, they've been without baseball for so long. So now there's also bad news. I mean, there's some bad news in the world of college football, which we'll get to in a little bit too, but after almost, and it was 4 months in MLS, it was 4 months from the last time they played a Major League Soccer game. After 4 months of whatever you want to call the last 4 months in sports, we got to peek our heads up a little bit and got to get a little bit of it back. Hopefully more of it comes back over the next couple of weeks. But in some ways, yesterday was a really good day.
It was fun. It was a good time to see, you know, a a sporting event, a team sporting event that you didn't know the score to. You know, you didn't know. I mean, I'm talking about, you know,
you didn't know the outcome.
as far as the big, do we put MLS in the big four? Big five, whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. We do here because of United. Atlanta United is. Yeah.
But yeah, it felt good to see that yesterday. Man, how good did that feel? Look, it looked beautiful yesterday, and you know the competition was there, and I was enjoying it, even though it was Orlando. You know, I got a chance to watch the new Miami team. But I mean, yeah, it was fun to watch. Like you said, it's another game on right now, and it's going to continue to be like this. And as long as they're playing, you know, we're going to enjoy it and watch it. And sitting there watching the Braves scrimmage, you could kind of tell they were taking it serious. That's why I said it's always like that first scrimmage or that first day of practice or camp or whatever. Hey, everybody's revved up because you haven't had it in so long. And then, you know, and that's always the fun. The first day is always the fun. Now it's about you got to keep repeating and keep that momentum going until the season starts. But I mean, I enjoyed watching live sports yesterday, but I mean, we've been watching live sports for a while. We just haven't watched our teams, you know, as far as the Braves and all that. But we have watched NASCAR, we have watched racing, and we have watched the Women's Soccer League and all those things. And now we're getting back to more familiarity because I mean, I'll admit I've never watched a Women's Soccer League game before, but I'm tuning into it now because it's on. Mm-hmm. But I mean, now you're sitting there, and now you're you know, we got two more days, man. We got two more days until our Atlanta United gets back on the pitch, and I'm so excited for that that, you know, I sat there and tried to get a warm-up last night with Orlando and Miami. You know, it's a damn warm-up for what's going to happen on Saturday night, which I'm just extremely excited for.
I do wish somebody would have told – I know Inter Milan's – or Inter Milan. Inter Miami is new to the league. I wish somebody would have told them about stoppage time because giving up that goal to Orlando City as late as they did was pretty frustrating. It would have been nice to see Orlando lose. It would have been acceptable to see them draw, but for Nani to get that goal, it was like the eighth minute of stoppage time. And I get it because it was a pretty scary injury in the second half. It sounds like the Inter-Miami player who had to be carted off the field after taking a shot to the neck is okay today. He returned to the team hotel last night. It was scary for a minute.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it looked like – I don't know if the medics were like – hesitant to go out there because of the I don't know it was so weird because it took them so long to get the stretcher on the field to get the guy off. One of the players had to run over there and like help him drag the stretcher onto the field, be like, hey guys, hurry up, like he's like gasping for air on the ground. Anyway, it seemed to all work out, and he's okay today, which is good. Another major headline from last night and today, with Major League Soccer returning, is the statement that Major League Soccer is making in its return. If you didn't see it before the game yesterday, there was a, in my opinion, a beautiful Black Lives Matter demonstration.
Yes, it was.
Of the players on the field in unison or choreographed, raising the fist in the air, and so the players that were starting taking a knee. If you're not paying attention to what's happening today in this morning's game, all of the players on the Philadelphia Union have the last names of victims on their back, people that have been killed by police on the backs of their jerseys. And MLS is not mincing its words, are they? I mean,
they're not.
They're diving headfirst into, okay, we're back, and this is what we're standing for right now with being back. And look, if this is something you're not into, okay. I don't know what to tell you, because politics and sports, as much as you may have wanted them to be separate in the past,
they ain't going nowhere.
That's just not the reality anymore. I mean, athletes are using their platform. Leagues, this is a league using its platform to say something powerful and important. And I don't know. Maybe they're going to lose some eyeballs. I kind of doubt it. But beautiful and good for them for doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand there's risk with everything, and not everybody agrees with what's going on as far as the Black Lives Matter movement, and you know, and that's fine. I mean, I remember when we started talking about this back when George passed away, and I remember you saying you ain't got to be for it, but you can't go back and forth. If you hear, you hear. You know, ain't no going between. Okay, I'm cool this week, but no. It don't work like that. You all in, all right? And it ain't just Black folks that's in this movement right now. You got white folks. You have all races that are in this thing right now, and you got to stay there. But yeah, I thought it was a beautiful sight, man, and the T-shirts and all those things. But it's just not about a T-shirt. It's just not about a knee. Don't do it because you feel like if you don't do it, then everybody will talk about you, which I still think is wrong. If they don't want to kneel, they don't have to kneel. Nobody, it shouldn't be a point of why ain't you kneeling? I just don't want to kneel. You know, that's the biggest thing is that if you do what you feel comfortable doing. But don't take it out on people because they want to kneel. And I think that's what this whole thing is about right now. And it's going to continue. I mean, I'm sure, Atlanta United's probably going to do something. I'm sure it's going to, before every match, you'll see more and more of this. And I just thought it was beautiful. And I thought, because, we know what the NBA is about, what they're going to do. They're putting it all on the court and all those things mm-hmm. like that and things like that. So it's a WNBA. And, it celebrates this movement that we're trying not. And it's not just trying to get stuff for these reforms and all this. We're trying to get for everybody. We don't want nobody to feel like their voices are oppressed or anything. We're trying to do it for everybody. Just because they Black Lives Matter, it's for all of us. We're trying to get all this done for each other. And, that train is still going, Bunk. Now, we had a little bump. With damn Deshaun, but he ain't gonna stop it. We're gonna keep on moving and keep this thing rolling. But yeah, I've never sat and watched Orlando play ever. They didn't play Atlanta United. And I was sitting there watching. I was like, well, Jason told us yesterday they got some new players and everything. They could be a little bit better this year. They looked impressive because usually they look like garbage.
Yeah, they didn't look like trash anymore. Yeah. That's what I felt like last night.
Yeah, they usually look like garbage.
Yeah, so. That new manager they got, they seem to have a lot more of an idea of how they want to play. And
they still garbage.
They're still going to lose to Atlanta. Yeah, I'm not giving them respect. I'm just saying they look less like hot, stinky, like week old garbage, like the juice that's on the bottom of the garbage can. When they put it in the garbage truck, that nasty. Like they're just more like a bag of garbage now.
Yeah.
Good for them. They're still a trash bag of garbage of a team. But they're working in the right direction. It'll be more fun. I always think it's more fun when you beat your rival and they think they're good.
That's what I'm saying. You're not a rival.
They're right. They're not a rival.
Yeah, they consider
themselves to be a rival. It's always fun to beat the rival or whoever considers themselves to be your rival. But like when they're 1-10 coming into the game, and I'm, football for an example, and you're playing in your rivalry game and you put foots in a team that's not good, there's not nearly as much satisfaction as it is when that team's maybe 9-2 and they need that win to get to the bowl game they want to go to or have the best record they've ever had in school history or something like that. And you still go in and smack them. Oh, that feels even better. Anyway, Orlando wins last night. Good for them. Now the bad news from yesterday, was from the world of college football. I think that there was three stories that happened yesterday in college sports. I think they all directly relate to college football. And I think some of them are more relatable to what we're talking about, which is SEC and ACC football, than others. But the Ivy League canceling its fall sports is something that we thought was going to happen. We've been talking about it for about a week now, and I'm not surprised by it. I also don't think it has a lot to do with what's going to happen in the Power Five conferences. Ohio State canceling what they're doing right now and shutting everything down for a week is a pretty good indicator of where we are right now. And it's not good. It's not good that happened, and that's what's happening right now. But Stanford having to not just cancel but get rid of 11 programs, now none of them are football or basketball, I know that. They're smaller programs. But that's a real indicator of where this is going. Like the long-term ramifications of this pandemic, the financial ramifications of this pandemic for college sports are going to last for a while. And what happened yesterday, I think Stanford with their 11 programs that they're shutting down yesterday, there's about 55 programs nationally now, Division I programs that are set to board up. There's going to be a lot more than that over the next few months.
But you would never thought that when I saw Stanford, I'm like, damn, Stanford, are they always in for the cup that, combines sports cup?
Yeah,
you would think
right.
It's a big time. You would think, and they just got a 25 milli endowment. No, you're like, so you're like, what's going on? You see the realness of this thing, man. And it's, and yet they're still keeping these kids on scholarship. I think that's what they said. But
this year,
we've been seeing this since this thing started, Andy. And it started, with the smaller schools. Now this thing is hitting a big school like Stanford. It makes you think and make you wonder. And, when you talk about the Ivy League and them shutting down and all that, they're basically, it's because, they're looking at it. They're more student based than athlete based. Well, when you look at the Power Five, look at the money. Because they're talking about the Yale and Harvard and Princeton, I think, combined, it's like 11 mil. That's what the sport.
Right.
We get 150 for a football. So, I mean, it's going to be 11 mil.
That's a combined? New weight room. Even a new weight room. That's like a new weight set at a power
five. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's going to be tricky. And Jim Harbaugh need to take his foot out of his mouth. But how many coaches think like him? How many of these big-time coaches at these big-time programs think like Jim Harbaugh?
I didn't see what he said. I'll have to find it. Just Google it. Maybe mention it in what's trending. We'll get to what's trending coming up next. There is a lot else to get into, including another really big piece of breaking news that happened right when we came on the air that me and Brian and maybe Randy, probably Wendy, we'll all care about. We'll get to it and what's trending coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh, I see it.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
Well, Randy, it's the news that many of us have been waiting for.
We
found out that golf was coming back. And it's been made official today. We're a week away from the Memorial Tournament. I know they're playing the tournament this weekend at the same course, but next weekend is the actual Memorial Tournament. Tiger Woods is going to play. Tiger Woods is going to participate in a PGA Tour event next weekend for the first time since, I don't know. What's the last one he played in? I think he was playing at the Players when it got shut down. I don't know. Anyway, it's the first time since everything got shut down. So, as excited as I've been anyway for golf being back and everything that's been going on, now hopefully more people will actually watch golf and I'll be able to get away with talking about it more.
I mean, yeah, because I know I'm going to watch it. I'm going to stay tuned. Like the last couple of majors, I've been in and out. And it's crazy because the last couple of Sundays, I have not watched any of it. And so, we're watching my man Tiger Woods, y'all. But, I mean, it's good for the sport. You're going to get more eyes on it, of course, because we know he brings the eyeballs, whether he's terrible or not. You know, he's out there, so people are going to watch. And I think, was this the one that you and Brian penciled in?
A lot of people thought he would come back to. I mean, he's won this tournament a bunch of times. It's Jack Nicklaus's tournament. And it's, ever since Tiger started scaling his schedule back years and years ago, this is one that he would usually try to play in when he was healthy. So that's good. He plays in this one. There'll probably be one or two other ones sprinkled in before we get into the major season later on in the summer. And hopefully he plays well. I mean, I don't know. He played pretty good in that match round two against Phil Mickelson and the quarterbacks. I don't know how much you can take from that, but he looked pretty comfortable. Hit the ball in the middle of the fairway a bunch.
He did. He looked pretty good in that. When him and Phil were playing with Tiger. I'm sorry, with Tom and Peyton. He looked pretty good actually. Maybe he should wear shorts. I don't know.
I wish they could. I mean, I know that golf still has the. I mean, that's a argument that's been had for a long time. I guess wearing pants is more professional or something like that, but. They finally just started allowing them to wear shorts in practice rounds in like the last decade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Golf, you know how golf is. Yeah. It just takes a while, man. Hopefully someday. I mean, who cares? If guys want to wear shorts while they're playing, it's 100 degrees outside. Let them wear shorts. What's the difference? Anyway, Tiger Woods going to play next weekend. That's awesome. They're already teed off, by the way, in this weekend's event, which is at the same course because the John Deere tournament got canceled. So they moved this weekend's tournament to Muirfield Village in Ohio as well. So you have back-to-back weeks at the same golf course, which could be an advantage for the players that are playing this weekend, next week. I don't know. Anyway, the Braves played a scrimmage yesterday. Max Fried and Mike Soroka were on the mound. Here's Max Fried talking afterwards.
I don't know how it's going to feel when we get out there and, the first game happens and there's no one in the stands, but I tried to treat it as much of the regular season game as I could.
And I think that's the vibe that you got from a lot of the guys. Max Fried pitched well. Mike Soroka pitched well. I guess Josh Tomlin allowed a home run to Adam Duvall. So, I mean, take that how you want. Adam Duvall hit
a home
run. So that's good.
That's your damn guy.
Josh Tomlin is not my guy.
Yeah, he is. He's always been your guy.
No, he's not. He's Brian Snitker's guy. Brian Snitker said he's worth his weight in gold. I mean, Tomlin's fine.
I was about to say, we might need to check the tape.
I mean, I don't think I've ever, gone crazy with my love for Josh Tomlin. He's fine. I mean, he's like a fine guy to have in your bullpen.
Okay.
I'm not, I don't know, maybe I'm misremembering. Did I?
It's amazing when you want to not remember what you said.
What did I say? Though, if your memory's so great,
It's okay. My memory is I'm still good.
Stenographer Randy.
I don't even know what a stenographer is. So if it's good, then I'm that. But you know, okay. If you don't say about it, that's fine. I don't remember Andy. You said Josh Tomlin. You're always praising him. Why didn't you like Josh Tomlin anymore? Why didn't you love him? It's okay.
I don't remember that, but it's possible. He gave up a home run yesterday. What I loved was Ozzie Albies treating the game like it was Game 7 of the World Series.
Like, yes. Did you see Ozzie? Like,
just love something in your life the way that Ozzie Albies loves playing baseball. Diving
for bloopers. That's what I told you, man.
Legging out doubles.
That first day, man, it's different when you haven't had it in a while. It's so different, man. I mean, you should see the first day of practice in out there at training camp. That's the one thing. That is a cardinal rule. You do not dive for balls in practice. You just don't. You don't. The folks out there laying out and all that, because here's the one thing that's different is that when you're practicing in training camp, usually the first open practice is in pads. So there's fans out there, so you want to hit a oohs and ahs.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And it's always that young, and I get it, you trying to make a team. It's always that youngin' out there flying through the air and everything. Like, okay, all right, good for you. Don't ever do it again.
That's got to be so demoralizing. You're like a 22-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You made a great catch.
Oh, it was awesome.
You kept your toes in on the sideline. You stretched, whatever it was. And you go back to the little, you know, you get back in line. You're back of the line for the drill. And the vet turns around to you and goes, don't ever do that again. Like, damn it. The crowd went crazy. You were feeling yourself. And then all of a sudden, you're just completely taken back down to zero.
Yeah, man, it's amazing how they do that. But yeah, it was great to see the Braves play out there yesterday, man. And yeah, because we were actually watching a little bit when the show came on, and the first swing for Ronald Acuña, you think it's out of there. Like I think that me and you talked about this last year. Like every time he hits the ball, you think it's gone.
Yep.
You
know, every time he hits in the air.
Every time he hits it, it's out.
Yep.
You know, and yeah. Oh damn. Nah. Yeah.
Just a routine fly ball to the right fielder. Oh well. At least he got the bat on the ball, though. Apparently, there was a time during the game where you could hear Ronald Acuña singing in the outfield.
Oh, really?
He's out there in right field just singing to himself. Also, Ozzie Albies made it to third base at one point and wanted to celebrate with Ron Washington. But Ron Washington's over there with his mask on, and obviously you're not supposed to touch anybody. So Ozzie goes to give him a hug, and Ron Washington backs way up. And then Ozzie talks him into giving him like a little foot bump. like a little foot high five. Social distance celebration. I don't know how Ronald Acuña and Ozzie Albies are going to make it all season.
I don't either, man. They've been around. You know, they've been around each other this whole thing. Probably playing, well, definitely playing video games and hanging out, man. We know they are the best of buddies, and that's what makes it so fun because they are like we're as Braves fans going to get a chance to watch these two young men grow together, become multiple All Stars, and hopefully you know win a couple of championships while they're here.
They're kids. They're kids, and they play like it, and they're having fun. It's awesome. It's good to see them back yesterday. Now, the crazy part of it is they got a real game in 15 days. Like, we're all excited about six innings of scrimmage yesterday. They got to play the Mets in New York in 15 days from today, you know? Likely with Jacob deGrom on the mound. Like, you got to go from being excited about scrimmaging to being ready to play meaningful games really fast. There are less games leading up to when they start then days in a row they have to play to start the season. You got 15 days until it starts, and then you got to go 20 days in a row. I mean, I know that they're going to do everything they can, and here's Brian Snitker talking about trying to limit people to keep them fresh.
What we get them to here, and then when the actual thing starts, I think we still got to be careful about pushing them just because it is just going to be inner squads, although they were we'll see when we get there, but I'd be real surprised if we weren't gonna in the beginning do the piggyback.
Am I hearing what I want to hear there, or?
Yes, you are.
How do you know? I haven't even said what I heard yet.
Because every time you say that, that's always the case.
Okay, maybe it is, but maybe not this time. Maybe this is the rare occasion where what I heard was what everybody heard. Didn't Brian Snitker sound a little more excited? Like, didn't his voice sound like regular? Before, he sounded like kind of tired, COVID testing, players opting out, Brian Snitker. That sounded like happy that baseball is happening, Brian Snicker, to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay, I mean, see, I'm not alone.
Yeah, but no, of course he's happy, man. And I think the way that he sounded the other day when we played the clip, it, to me it sounded a little bit more with a lot more uncertainty. And it, maybe it still is, but I guess sometimes you just want to get out there and get into the groove of what you do for a living. He manages for a living. They play for a living. Just get out there and let's do what we do for a living instead of having to worry about all this. Because like I said, that's all fun and games when you talk about, you know, the bullpen sessions and the batting practice and all these things. That's all well and good. But damn it, I'm a baseball player that plays baseball. And I want to go out there and play baseball. I'm a manager. I want to manage. And the thing, and so we all talk about how important Snicker's job is. It's always important, but it's so important. This, him and all of the managers, because they've never been through anything like this as far as how they're going to manage these guys. How are they not going to wear these players down, especially with the Braves. What did they get, 20 straight games?
Yeah, to
20
of
them
season.
Things. 20 to start the season.
That's right.
So they're going to have, so he's going to have to find these rotations. Guys are going to have to get rest. Guys are going to have to suck it up too. You know, I think that's going to be one of the biggest things about it is, you know, can you go? Can you go? Like, Ron Acuña shouldn't be, never be tired. He should never be out the lineup. He should never be out the lineup. He don't need no damn rest day. How old is he, 21? Eyes, we don't need no days off. But some of the other vets, you're going to have to rotate them in and out.
No, I agree. And the good news is they've got the depth. Even with no Markakis and Felix, I still think that there's great depth with the pitching and the outfielders and the guys that can maybe, you know, be a DH for a day or two. It was good to see them back out there yesterday, and they did. They sounded excited about it. College football news yesterday, or college athletics news in general. The Ivy League is not going to be playing any sports this fall. That's not just football. That's everything. They're not doing anything until January 1st, and that includes hockey. Generally starts in November and December. They won't be playing hockey till January either. That's the one that kind of throws Division I sports for a loop a little bit, because I think I read yesterday there's only one football game that was between an FBS opponent and an Ivy League opponent.
Yes.
But there's a lot of hockey games because some of those Ivy League programs are Division I hockey programs. This doesn't really, to me, mean a whole lot for Georgia Tech, Power 5 schools, but the Ivy League was the first to cancel their basketball tournament, and then everybody did that. I just read a note from Brett McMurphy that said three-quarters of the FBS athletic directors that he has polled anonymously think that the season will be delayed to start, not necessarily in the spring, but delayed to start. So I think it's reasonable to look at it and think to yourself, all right, this could be an indicator. Now, I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be, but the Ivy League was right about basketball.
Are they right? Yeah, I mean, they were right in a sense, but,
or at least
you know,
they were first.
They were first. I think we should say first more than just right, because here's the thing, Bunk. Everything was brand new then. We didn't know what the hell to do. It was out there. We're like, oh, my God. We got to cancel everything. And then you remember, because remember, we were on the air. I think it was a Big East tournament was going on. They were still playing.
Yeah.
Then I think they canceled it at halftime at St. John's somebody. And so, I'll just say they were first. I'm not gonna say they were right just yet.
All right. And I hope they're not right about fall sports. I hope they're not. They're certainly first. We'll come back. We'll get the big deal, small deal, no deal with the birthday girl. Wendy Adams joins us next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com out. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Thursday. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. A handful of different NFL news and notes to get into. I guess the Ravens are making plans for how many fans get to be in their stadium.
How about that, Bunk?
It's interesting. we'll get to that and try to figure out how they came to the number that they came to, as well as some other news top of the 11 o'clock hour. Joe Patrick going to join us at 11:20. Talk about the Braves scrimmage yesterday. Talk about Atlanta United getting ready to play on Saturday. And Joe joins us at 11:20 instead of 1:20 today, because at 1:20, Randy, the triumphant return of one-time midday show regular Brian Jordan.
Yeah, our guy.
Our guy Brian Jordan.
Guy,
joins our show.
Guy,
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too, man. We haven't talked to Brian Jordan in a long time, man, and he's always been fun with us, insightful, and all those things. But he just always seemed like we would just always have a good time when he came on. So it'd be a lot of fun to talk to him.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get to all that as the show goes on. But the most important thing, and we've talked about a lot of important stories and a lot of breaking news and things that are going on. The most important thing on our show today is that it is Wendy's birthday.
Yes.
It is Wendy Adams' birthday, and Happy birthday, Wendy! Is in for Brian on all of the segments. So Wendy's with us at 10:40, 11:40, 12:40, and 1:40. So without any further ado, let's get to Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, and the Birthday Girl.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
No Brian, brought to you by Brian's Hangover, which I'm sure is brutal this morning on day two of his golf trip. No, it's Wendy's birthday. That's a big deal without question. Happy birthday, Wendy.
Happy birthday, Wendy! Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. Guys, it made me feel really special. And for all the listeners who've reached out to say happy birthday, I really appreciate it. Brian reached out to say happy birthday, and I told him, please get drunk for me during the day, and that's the greatest gift you can give me.
The fact that he has the wherewithal to remember what day it is actually
Maybe we can cut him a break the rest of the day.
Yeah. I think we Brian's ego came down a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's a real non-egomaniac thing to do. That is a big deal. You know what? Maybe we will go easy on Brian for the rest of the day.
Yeah, just today. Just today.
Today, not when he comes back. But I really appreciate it, you guys. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Well, let's start here. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Kawhi Leonard not traveling with the team to Orlando yesterday, reportedly tending to a family matter. But what if it's more than that?
I think it's a big deal. Because what if it is something more than that? What if it is an issue that he might not just want to go? I mean, Kawhi, the one thing that I've learned about Kawhi over the years so far since he's, from when he won the NBA Most Valuable Player of those finals, he's a different cat, man. He just, he marches to his own beat. He does. And you can tell by, how he told Toronto, I'm going to play what I want to play. How he told the Clippers, I'm going to play what I want to play. You know, he just seemed like he the type of dude that'd be like, okay, I ain't coming back to the playoffs. I ain't coming back for these eight games. I'm coming back when the playoffs start. But hopefully it's nothing serious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I'm going to say small deal for now just because I'll take him at his word and assume that it is a family issue that he's dealing with and it's not hesitancy to go to the bubble or any reservations he's having about going down there and being a part of it. If he doesn't go, there's going to be a lot of bad jokes about the virus that he actually has, because people make the joke that Kawhi Leonard is a computer and not actually a human. So there'd be a lot of bad computer virus jokes.
Wow, that was bad coming from you right then and there.
I didn't even make the joke. I just said people are going to make the joke. I didn't make the joke.
Well, I mean, I should say the joke was a bad joke? I mean, I've never heard it before, so my bad.
People talk about how he's a robot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What it do, baby? That's still the greatest
what
clip
it do,
ever
baby, is the best.
That's still the best.
But I mean, I hope he goes. I hope all the stars go, and I hope everybody's safe. We also saw some. We knew the Nets were going to have to get people from somewhere because all their guys are either hurt or decided not to go. So they went to the well. Michael Beasley, who's been out of the NBA for a little bit, is going to play with the Nets, which is going to be fun. Jamal Crawford, who's been in the NBA for 1,000 years, was signed by the Nets yesterday. He's going to be back and playing with them. No shortage of offensive options. They're going to have a lot of isolation offensive sets for the Nets when they get down to Orlando. Now, defense, I don't know. I don't know where the defense is coming from, but it's going to be fun to watch them play. The final piece of the puzzle, in my opinion, would be signing Swaggy P. Get Swaggy P wherever he's at, whatever he's up to, and get him in a Nets jersey and get those three on the court at the same time and just see what happens.
Be great.
Well, big deal, small deal, no deal. Running back Raheem Mostert, who rushed for 772 yards, 10 touchdowns last season, requesting a trade from the 49ers.
Oh, it's a small deal. Whatever, man. I mean, he played well. He's a good football player, but he ain't no superstar. But what I mean by that is like he doesn't even want a new contract. He wants a bump in pay, which is like he's at $2 million. He wants somewhere where Tevin's at like $4 million. Like really? Like I mean, come on, man. Only way it's a big deal if they promised him to him. They promised him the deal and they didn't do it. But I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You gotta string together a good season before you're talking about I want to hold that and I want to be traded.
That's the hard part is, okay, so demand a trade, and then what? Like, I don't want to say Raheem Mostert isn't a good player in other situations. Yeah, yeah, but hear me out, though. I don't want to say he's not capable of doing what he did last year in other places. But he's been other places and hasn't done what he did last year.
That
being a running back in a Kyle Shanahan system, helps guys. we've seen what guys do in Kyle Shanahan's offense And then we've seen what they do when they're no longer in Kyle Shanahan's offense. So again, I mean, try to get what you think that you're worth. Don't play for less than you think that you're worth. I mean, that's the belief that I have. And just because I don't think Raheem Mostert is right in this situation, I'm not going to come off that belief. Like, if he thinks he's worth more, try to get more.
Then go get it. Go get it, brother.
I don't feel like this is going to end great for him.
Yeah.
It's probably going to end with him back in San Francisco. It might end great for him because being in San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan's offense is the best thing for him. But I think that's what it's going to be. I just hope it doesn't end in hurt feelings or anything like that, because they're not going to trade him. Like, they're not going to get anything for him on the trade market. Probably going to be in San Francisco next year, and he's probably going to be a running back by committee.
Well, big deal, small deal, no deal. Bubba Wallace crushing the fan vote for NASCAR's 2020 All-Star Race, which will take place on July 15th at Bristol Motor Speedway.
That was a big damn deal. It's a big deal. I mean, you know, Bubba, his star is already bright, Andy. And then, you know, to see what he has done as far as the social, the social justice movement and everything, I think it's great. And just hopefully he can find a way to get a win, man. That's what I mean. I think that would submit. I don't want to say submit a lot of stuff, but I would love to see him get a win.
Yeah,
I would love to see it.
A lot of people up. Not that I care much about what the things that are being said by those folks are, but the idea that, you know, the attention that he's getting is undeserved or anything like that. Like, it's pretty tough to put yourself out there the way that he has and say the things that he said publicly. Like, as the only black driver in NASCAR to put yourself on an island like that, he didn't know everybody was going to come support him the way that they did. As it's been great to see the NASCAR drivers be supportive and unified and stand up for what's right, but he didn't know that was going to happen. It would be cool to see him get a win, though, and shut everybody up who says he's only famous for whatever reason. So I don't know how many drivers get to go to an All-Star game, because, like, you're watching a race and there's 40 cars, right? What is an All-Star driver?
Look that up.
Like 10 or
sure.
Something?
I'm sure. We haven't looked that up.
I bet Chase Elliott's in it, though. Chase Elliott's an All-Star. Dawsonville, baby.
Well, now I'm going to do some research, because I know you have to qualify for the All-Star race to get one of the spots, and you have to do that by winning certain races.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure of how many they put in.
I don't know.
But
either.
I'm going to use this thing called Google. Yeah. We're going to find out.
I could have done that myself. It was annoying that I knew that none of us were going to know that answer. I shouldn't have done that. It was mostly just my excuse to try to transition into lauding praise onto my guy. I don't remember saying Josh Tomlin was my guy, but I distinctly remember many times saying Chase Elliott was my guy, and I don't bet.
Oh, I won't deny that. I just need to know how did Chase Elliott become your guy?
Because he's an excellent driver, and I just like his style.
Okay, that's all. Hey, that's all I need to know. You specified, and you got me like, okay, no problem. He's Andy's guy.
I've been to Dawsonville a couple times, and I like it.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't think I've ever been to Dawsonville.
Beautiful, God's country.
Yeah.
It really looks like it could be anywhere between 15 and 20 drivers, but perhaps someone could text the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line and let us know, because I feel like this is information we need.
Yeah, we'll get there. We're learning. We're all learning about NASCAR as we go. I mean, it's a learning process.
Oh, go ahead. Get rich to this. Thanks. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy. Happy birthday. We'll talk to Wendy again in an hour for the Wendy Zone. Coming up next, the NFL No Huddle. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com out.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.